On the evening of March 6, 1952, Sonia Henie, in her day the most accomplished ice skater in the world, was performing in Baltimore at the 5th Regiment Armory. At around 8, the overture to the show had begun when suddenly there was a loud roar throughout the cavernous hall. 1,000 seats filled with patrons came crashing down 18 feet to the floor. 275 people were injured. Many explanations were given for the collapse. The stands were put up hastily. The carpentry was sloppy. The planners underestimated the support required. But Miss Henie, who did all she could to provide aid and comfort for the victim, had another explanation. Here, fact becomes fancy. It turns out that the famous Hope Diamond, with its feared curse reputedly still attached to it, a curse that foretold bad luck for all who owned it, was to be in Baltimore that same night, March 6, 1952. And it would also turn out that Miss Henie, in Baltimore for her show, had heard that the Hope Diamond was in Baltimore the same week and for sale, and she had serious intentions of buying it. The legendary diamond was indeed advertised for viewing at Doderline Jewelers at 320 North Charles Street as an attraction for the prominent jeweler's anniversary. Miss Henie, a day before the show, made her way to Doderline's, introduced herself, explained that she was interested in buying the Hope Diamond. An embarrassed Nelson Coleman, son-in-law of Carl Doderline, had to inform Miss Henie that there had been a mix-up, that the Hope Diamond was not, regrettably, in the showroom at that time, and in fact not in Baltimore, but that he would convey her interest to the owner, Harry Winston, in New York. But back to that night of March 6, 1952. A few days after the tragic collapse of the stands and after it was learned that no one had been killed, Sonia Henie called Doderline's and canceled her order. She explained, quote, "The stands collapsed in Baltimore. It was the curse of the Hope Diamond." So it was that on that fatal night of March 6, 1952, Baltimore became part of the Hope Diamond's historic curse.